Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tina Bakehouse and we're going to be talking about something for kids. So good morning to you, Tina.
Good morning to you, LaVon.
Well, a couple weeks ago we visited with Kara Sherman down at the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, and she mentioned there was a camp for kids, and then come to find out, you're the camp leader.
Yes. Small world. Well, and it's a Summer Stock Readers Theater Camp, so we're very excited. This is our first year, and we're hoping it becomes an annual event for our Southwest Iowa kids.
Sure. What an opportunity. Let's talk some details about when is it, how do kids sign up, and how much does it cost, some of those details that everybody needs to know.
Okay. Yes, the Wilson Performing Arts Center in Red Oak, Iowa is hosting the event, and that is scheduled next Monday, week from today, June 25th through Thursday, June 28th. And we have the age ranges are kindergarten through second grade, and that is from 9 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. And following that, we will escort them to Inman Elementary for free lunch. And then the third through sixth grade will be from 1 p.m. through 4 p.m. And then the performance for parents, family members, friends to come see is that Thursday night, June 28th at 6 p.m. And in terms of how much it costs, the camp fee is $20 a child. If you have additional children, it's $15 per additional child. And you can register online through the Wilson Performing Arts website, which is www.wilsonartscenter.org, or you can call them at 712-623-3135. So there's a couple different options there. And our last day to register is this Wednesday, June 20th.
Okay, so let's get that done. And I'm sure there are more details there on the website, too, or if people have questions, they can call that same phone number or check on the website.
Absolutely.
But, Tina, tell us, I know you've got a couple productions going on.
Yes.
Let's talk first about the kindergarten through second grade one.
Yes, and actually this is a series that my son just loves, and it's Pete the Cat, Rockin' in My School Shoes, is the performance, and it's by Eric Litwin. And it's just a really cool story, basically teaching youngsters to not be scared about taking risks and to enjoy school. And so the kindergarten through second grade will dress up like cats, create little small instruments, and we'll kind of do a variety of choral reading, reader's theater with them, where they will learn some just basic theatrical techniques in a short amount of time, some characterization. And so they kind of go through rotations where they'll work a little bit on their props, then they'll get to work a little bit on makeup, work on the scene, and then work on developing their character. And it's just a really, really neat message to children that no matter what happens to you, it's all good. And so I think they will find it to be a lot of fun, and it's kind of been a really neat series for my son as well as for others.
Okay. Yeah. So let's then hear about the third graders on up. What's that performance?
Well, that performance is Edwina the Dinosaur Who Didn't Know She Was Extinct. And it's also a really fun children's book. And what's really cool about it, it's really got the theme of listening. And this little boy feels like he's never being listened to because he constantly is talking and whatever. And so it really teaches young people that listening is an important skill. And so they, too, will go through, they'll probably learn a little bit more in detail about stage directions like downstage, upstage, stage right, stage left, those types of terminology. There will be some memorization, whereas with the K through second grade, it's a lot of working as an ensemble, fewer lines, those kinds of things. So there will be a lot more work with the third through sixth grade because we think they can handle it.
Sure. Get lots more abilities as they get a little bit older. You know, you've mentioned some of the things they're going to learn. Have you done this before, Tina?
Yes, I have, actually.
Okay.
A few years back, 2 years, I've worked with the Sturgis Youth Theater in Cedar Falls, Iowa. I graduated from the University of Northern Iowa with a communication theater English teaching degree and speech degree. And so my former professor, Greta Berghammer, had asked me to help with that. So I did some work with K through eighth grade in a full week theater camp. And that was a wonderful experience, but it taught me a lot about how to work one-on-one with children as well as with small groups and to really help their overall creativity and embrace their communication skills, because for me, theater and speech was really what saved me. I think it allowed me to express myself and exert that energy.
Mm-hmm. So how difficult, I'm thinking, you know, how many kids do you need to do this? What's the minimum and maximum number of kids?
That's a good question. Actually, what's really great about these two different storybooks that we've developed into actual scripts, it has a lot of wiggle room. So if we have 30 kids, we can certainly do that. If we have 5 kids, we can do it. So it's really got a great range. And if we have more than 30 kids, what's wonderful about Pete the Cat is they have a little band. Hmm. So the band can expand or be small. And they're all cats. So they can be these cool jazz cats and all different types of cats and shapes and sizes. And so with Edwina the dinosaur, who didn't know she was extinct, it's the same type of deal set in a school. So no matter how many kids you have, you can have a small class size that gets involved, or a larger class size. Mm-hmm. So that's why we kind of selected for this first year two different storybooks that allowed for that flexibility.
Sure, good planning. As you work, let's say you have a group of 20 children there. What are some of the things you've learned about working with that size group in terms of what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, what our plan for our schedule of events is that the first small chunk of time will be a full ensemble warm-up. So all 20 kids will do some basic theater warm-up games together, where it's helping with their vocal diction as well as their physical self to get kind of energized and ready for the day. And then what we have found, or I found with my experience, is what's most beneficial is after that basic warm-up is to really get them broken down into different groups, and so that they can work and focus in on each individual part, because kiddos, theater is kind of a new idea, particularly kindergarten through second grade. Mm-hmm. So if you can focus on vocal piece for one portion, set pieces for another, and make those simple transitions and have them in groups of 4 or 5, that's ideal. So they get that personal attention from a couple of adults, and they can help each other out. So we'll start with an ensemble of the whole group doing some warm-ups, and then we break them into their separate groups, and they do rotations.
I think you have a challenge, but yes. It sounds like you're up for it.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I think it'll be quite fun, and I'm really excited. I know we have a couple days left, and I'm excited to really have Southwest Iowa embrace this, and I hope it becomes an annual camp for them at the Wilson, since it's such a beautiful space, and we're excited about it.
Right. And well, in a minute, we'll remind people of times and dates, et cetera. But, Tina, who are your parents?
My parents are Doyle and Sandy Kneisel of Griswold, Iowa.
And they have been, and again, this weekend will be in the Music Man.
Yes, they've really, really enjoyed it. It's quite a high-energy, fun performance of an ensemble of 65 people, ranging from ages 4 to about 70. And my husband and I, and even my son, he went to a dress rehearsal. And it's really engaging. It's a fun, sharp production. The vocals are just outstanding, and the costuming is wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's just well done.
Did you participate in theater when you were in high school?
Yes, I did. I actually started as young as I could with church little skits, and I was in speech and theater, not only at the high school level, doing musicals ranging from Snoopy to Once Upon a Mattress to Grease, but I also did community theater. I was actually in the Music Man at Griswold in 1995, if you can believe it. And then my interest progressed, and in college I got involved as well in Reader's Theater and on main stage theater as well.
Have you ever been nervous?
You know, that's a good point. Only once, and I tell this to my students since I teach at Creighton University, I actually teach public speaking and business comm there, and the biggest nervousness I ever felt was when I had to, for a final exam, do an actual debate at a debate tournament. And that was really challenging. It was about biotechnology in Ethiopia. That was our what we had to argue. But in terms of performance, I get that positive jittery feeling, but then it just gets excited and pumped up once you get on stage.
Gives you lots of energy.
Absolutely.
Okay, if people have kids that they think would be interested in this, and how could they not be interested? It sounds great fun. They need to either go on the web, and that website is?
It is www.wilsonartscenter.org.
Or call?
712-623-3135.
All right. And I need to get those kids registered by
this Wednesday. June 20th is the last day for registration. Okay. So we certainly encourage any K through sixth grader to join us because it's going to be a hoot and a holler.
Sounds like great fun. I wish I were in kindergarten through sixth grade.
Well, you could sure show up. Well, Mom, we have a spot for you.
Oh, that's probably true. You probably have lots of places for volunteers. We want to thank you very much, Tina Bakehouse, for visiting with us this morning. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is like an ever-shifting kaleidoscope.